Everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to do some more healing work with all of you, check out energies in your body. So what do you want to start off with today, Sylvia? I'll put you on the spot. Any ideas that we should do from the last show that we may have not done before?
Oh, boy.
Or questions
well,
to answer?
I think we should basically just start out with an entity release and get everyone beautifully heart-centered, and then I believe we can take up some of the questions and requests on the fast chat, and I believe we have a wonderful sponsor coming on tonight, so we're in for a very good time tonight, and I think that we might even be able to go over a little bit because it's Friday night.
Okay, so let's get rid of some entities here. So here we go, taking them out of our bottom of our feet, moving up to our ankles, and then naturally going up from there to our knees, waist, and working now around our second chakra area and first chakra, the third chakra, fourth chakra, and kind of moving up. We'll do our rib cage right now. Maybe if you had a rib problem, maybe entities are attaching themselves to you here. So let's do this process right now and get them out of your ribs. Here we go. I'm going to take a deep breath and just see how your body's doing here. Okay. And now we'll go up to our shoulders, down our arms, wrist, fingers. And let's now go to our neck and the top of our head. Bring in more of your spirit energy now. So I'll count to 10 as more of you come back into your body now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so let's do the mind to heart drop. Here we go. Think of an elevator, 10th floor. Is your forehead, first floor is your heart. So here we go. Looking down, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, should feel pretty heart-centered right now. So again, just kind of sit back, relax, and just sense the energies now. You should feel like your thoughts are coming from your chest area. And here we go. So, Sylvia, I'll put you back online. And I know we have our sponsor on, Joni, so I'll put you back on, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for doing that entity release and the spirit retrieval and getting us all heart-centered, Ron. It's great to start like that. And I'll just take a minute to introduce Joni. She's one of the regular listeners to the program and also on many of the conference calls. And she's coming on as a sponsor this evening, which we really want to show our appreciation to her for. So I'd like to bring on Joni. Hi, Joni, are you there?
Hi, yes, thanks. Good evening, everyone.
Hi, thank you so much for coming on with us tonight.
Well, thanks for all your work that both you and Ron do. It's greatly appreciated.
Well, since this is your special night, is there any particular topics or questions that you would like to get us started with?
Well, I was thinking, since I spent most of my career, close to 30 years, in hospitals, that we could sort of focus it around hospitals and entities. And since Ron's got the shadow bodies coming up, I'm sure those might even be present in the hospital, along with, I was curious about some of the other parasitic life forms. If the patients, since they're so sick, I know that there's a tremendous amount of ghosts in, you know, the emotional bodies in hospitals due to the deaths. So I'm thinking that with all these sick people, I was curious if the parasitic life forms, if they can actually, I know there's got to be, you know, a huge number of them, if they can also body hop, or if they're just implanted in our DNA.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, they do body hop from person to person, unfortunately. That's why when some people go into a hospital, they feel like they've kind of been slimed, so to speak. They feel, you know, lack of energy. They might feel aches or pains in their body. So, yes, this is kind of what can happen. And especially if you touch people. And remember, in there you're actually in, you know, if you're there visiting, you know, and you feel good and healthy, then you're probably much better off than somebody who's in there because they have to be in the hospital. And so that type of person who's in the hospital can probably get a lot of energetic attacks done to them because of the entities that maybe have lived with somebody and that body has died, and now they're looking for a host. So it could be very interesting, you know, as these things body hop into you and as you touch people and as the nurses touch one person and go to the next. To be very, very frightening. So back to you, Joni, if you have any other questions there.
Yes. So with these entities body hopping, what would make one person more susceptible? Is it similar to the ghost energy if you're in pain or sad or you have more fatigue? Are you more susceptible over, like, one doctor or a nurse or, how would you, because I'm sure not everybody picks them up, and it, or does everybody pick them up?
Okay. I would think that it depends how much energy the nurse has, how much spirit energy the nurse has in her body.
So that would be the first thing.
If the person's pretty much home, then more than likely they'll have less energies attaching themselves to them. But if they're like most people, 20% of their body, they could be doing a lot of damage to the people in the hospital. I don't even know if hospitals even know about doing clearings with entities. So I kind of doubt it.
Yeah.
You know, that'd be nice to do, is to go to some hospitals and actually clear out all these things that are floating around there. Remember, just because somebody has maybe their arm amputated, that doesn't mean that it doesn't have energy in it. So the blueprint of that is floating around along with maybe part of the spirit energy of the body. So, you know, that's another whole venue of energies as far as clearing. So, you know, you are taking on energies. You're taking on emotional traumas. You know, especially if you've been like, you know, in a location where there's maybe the emergency room. So all that emotional trauma comes into that room, and, you know, naturally it finds a host, you know, completely in the hospital because everybody's dealing with pain energy. So I think the whole thing would be is that ideally doctors and nurses should be really in their body much more than regular people, because they're going to be greatly susceptible to these energies. And for what I understand by talking to nurses, that a lot of them, you know, go on for like maybe two shifts in a row or something. Maybe they're working 20 hours continuous or so. And, you know, naturally when they get tired, you can get worn down and you can lose some of your life force energy. And then you're actually more susceptible too to these things coming into you. So it's just, to me, kind of mind-boggling why and how, you know, this whole system is down here with all these energies coming in. So, yeah, it's definitely, like I say, the worst place you can go to is probably a hospital if you're seeking wellness because of the entities that are there. So I guess back to you, Joni. Does that answer your question?
Yeah, I spent a tremendous amount of time in surgery, too, and so maybe the different organs that we removed, and if you're tired, that totally makes sense. And the other thing is, you know, before I met you, when I had gotten some medical issues and stopped working, and I would see doctors, and then I had a few procedures and some tests, and I'd come home, and I always felt worse, and it would take me hours to sometimes weeks to sort of get back to where I was before my appointment or my procedure. So I naturally, on my own, without even knowing about the stuff out there, stopped seeing doctors and then I would just look at the doctors and the nurses, and I just felt that something wasn't right. You know, they didn't look like a picture of health. So thank you for explaining all that. It makes perfect sense to me. Great. So what about in the hospital? Are there also, would that be a wonderful place for shadow bodies to hang out?
Yeah, they could probably body hop. I think shadow bodies typically are more connected to people, and I don't think that they're necessarily going to body hop, but the entities will. And the shapeshifters can also body hop. So I'll just describe that. Typical entities are emotional bodies. So that's really what we have here, and that's ghost. And then we have the alien shapeshifters who come into us, who kind of reside maybe back in our consciousness. They're like in the back seat. When they want to come forward, they look out of your eyes and kind of see what's happening. Remember, they're just alien life forms that want to see what's happening here on Earth. So they kind of, like I say, take a back seat into us. And when they do want to come forward, they do only for a brief period of time. And then the other ones are the shadow bodies, which are actually a clone version of us that can come into our consciousness and actually materialize and be us for, you know, a certain amount of moments in the timeline reality. And then from there, we come back in with our original spirit manifested body from the light, and theirs is the manifested body of the darkness. So it gets kind of scary when you think about that. That's why we're doing this 8-hour call this coming Sunday and the previous, actually three Sundays coming up here in a row. So I guess I'll turn it back over to Sylvia, see if we have any other information, questions on the fast chat, then we can go back to Joni.
Okay, great. Yeah, we actually did have some questions. I can't see all of them anymore because the archive doesn't seem to be working for me. But I know in the beginning of the hour somebody was asking about more information on the shadow bodies, which you might have just answered. But since you have that special clearing coming up for the next three Sundays, I thought maybe we could just talk about it a little bit more, about what people can look forward to doing on those particular calls and what they're really designed for.
So the calls are actually to help you, everybody who gets on the call, to become more present with their spirit and their body. Everything that we work with on the light shift is to get rid of negativity. So these are actually life forms that inhabit our bodies, extraterrestrial worms, you know, like we said, the shadow bodies, which is the darkness that, you know, takes over our body physically. So we look like ourselves, but we're not really a physical person. And a lot of the movies now are showing that same aspect of this here. In fact, they've been showing it for probably the last 20 years as people change forms, look different, look like they're possessed, and et cetera. And then the shapeshifters we get out too. So it'll be quite an interesting journey during these Sundays here to get get you more connected to your body, with your spirit. And this is the true body that you are. So we're getting rid of things that are in the way of having that done. Back to you, Sylvia.
Well, that's incredible. And I know that when you've done these intensive clearing sessions before, like earlier this year, you had so many people sending in reports of their experiences of having really life-changing things happen to them, and also really being able to feel like themselves and have their own divine spirit energy come into their body more fully. And that's really helped a lot of people out. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how this actually accelerates things even further by getting out of, you know, these shadow bodies out of the way and whatever else the light ship clears. Because I know from being on those calls before, you know, the light ship will be working on people, and then all of a sudden they'll uncover something that's been hidden before, and then suddenly they'll do a clearing on that. And so it's just amazing how many things they actually work on in one call like that. So maybe we could do a little sampling tonight. Ron, would you feel up to doing something like... I know in the past, a long time ago on one of the radio shows, you know, the light ship came in and they were able to kind of like clear some types of entities, I'm not sure which kind, out of the body, but ones that kind of wanted to come into the light.
Sure, that's a good idea. So let's do that. So let's work on the shadow bodies. And these are, remember, dark side created life forms that look like us. And this is what your spirit goes into when it goes into parallel universes, parallel lifetimes. It goes into these shadow bodies. And then these energies of the shadow body and or the energy of that life somewhere is brought back, imprinted on your spirit, brought back into you. And then you have the memory recall of this here, just much like a past lifetime. So here we go. We're going to ask now for the shadow bodies to get released. We'll first bring in the light being on your monitor screen. And it's like we'll do some more healing. So thank you, Kimberly. We'll get to your stuff after this here. And here we go. Activate the light being. So if you're new to the program, scroll down on Creation Light Shift Healing beneath the blinking flower and bring up the light being. We're going to activate this energy right now. Get the males in here to release the stuff here. Here we go. And this feels good to me. Already in place here. So we're going to ask for the shadow bodies, the ones that want to go to the light, to come out. And I'll count to 10 as you start to have some of these released. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And whoa, a lot of them are coming out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh boy, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Might wiggle your bodies a little bit here as they come out of you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10 there. So you may want to just get up, walk around. I'm going to bring more of your spirit into your body now, coming in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There we go. And just see how your body's feeling. You might feel a little lightheaded. You might feel like you have more space in your body now. And we'll work with power chakra energies here, entities that could be in our power chakra. Get those out of here. Then we'll go to each chakra and pull them out. So these are going to be typically ghost energies, earth-based emotional bodies of people who passed on, experiencing their life through you. So here we go. And it could also be extraterrestrial worms and parasites. So we'll go to the power chakra area and start releasing these now. Oh, boy. Okay. you go. Okay, that should help a little bit. Let's go to your first chakras now. Oh, boy. Okay, second chakra. Okay. Coming out some more. Okay. And power looks good. Heart chakra. Oh, man. Not in the heart. Pulling this energy out. Okay, throat chakra. Okay, third eye. Again, we have somebody requesting a neck problem here. Neck pain. Let's take entities out of the neck right now. Oh, man. Okay, there we go. Okay, Joni, I guess I'll turn it back over to you. How do you feel?
Oh, I'm glad that somebody requested that neck pain release, because on the conference call, I was absentee, but I was requesting a lot of that, so that'll be great. Quick question about, then I'll get off the hospital topic, because that's kind of depressing. But I imagine then to protect ourselves, if we do have to go into, luckily I don't have to work there anymore, but if we do go to visit relatives or loved ones, or if we visit somebody who's just been discharged from a hospital, the best way, I would imagine, to protect ourselves would be to increase our life force energy and command our spirit to be with us as strong as possible.
Yeah, you want to do your life force energy before you go into the hospital. In fact, maybe do it in the parking lot or a block away or so. Get yourself charged up really good. And then if you visit someone in there, you may want to push their aura back into their body so that it's not sticking out around their body quite a ways. Sometimes if you're in pain, it could go out, 10, 20 feet or so. So you want to just shove it back into the person's body so that they won't pick up stuff in the auric field also. So you could do that. You could also command their spirit to be more fully in their body like we do on this program. Tell their spirit to take all entities and to bring itself more into the body. Naturally, if they're in the hospital, they're probably kind of drugged, so they may not be too coherent. You can normally tell if you look at somebody, their eyes are glossed over when they're on drugs and painkillers, etc. And then if you touch them, all of a sudden you're going to notice that their eyes kind of come back to normal. Otherwise, they're all glossed over. So when they're glossed over, naturally, nobody's home to protect the body. That's the sad thing. And so kind of hard to say what to do with them at that point in time. But the main thing is to get that auric field of that person close to their body. And that's probably the best way you can help them. I don't know. I personally just, avoid hospitals. I don't go in them. For people who do have to go in to see somebody, that's what I'd say to do, is get your life force energy really strong so that your spirit can help to cover more territory inside of your body and then ward off these energies that try to attach itself and attack you from going in there. So, back to you, Joni.
So we can command others' aura to get closer to their bodies so they're not as contagious to us?
Yeah, you could just push the aura back into their body, too. Ask your spirit to shove it back into their body, because your spirit will help their spirit to do this.
And it's also good for us.
It will just be very close. You should have it shrink-wrapped on you.
Your
aura field should not even be sticking out of your body.
Right, but then we command them to command our spirit to shrink wrap the person we're visiting, or a relative, their aura, correct?
Yes, that is correct. Yes,
Well, that's great. I'm going to do that with all my relatives. Okay.
You know, if I can pitch in, I just want to say, Ron, how useful that is. I've found, like, you know, when I have to go into a crowd or go into a place, you know, where it's kind of dense or where, you know, there's a lot of different people projecting different energies, I've just found it really helpful to do what you said of just, you know, take my aura and energy and bring it in really tight around my body, in addition to, like, getting myself in spirit-wise in my body and, you know, boosting up my life force energy, but also that keeping the aura close in like that prevents me from picking up their stuff so much.
Yeah,
which
it definitely
is great.
Helps. Yep, it definitely helps.
You know, yeah. Yeah, so anything
and
that
we'll
can
just
help
do,
is wonderful.
Do an exercise here for everybody, okay? So wherever your aura is right now, we're going to push it right into your body so it's right on top of your skin. I'll just count to 10 here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And you should feel like you're just like maybe like in a tight wetsuit, so to speak, okay? And you should feel like, well, I'm right here right now. And I'm going to bring your energy out of your body. This is with your permission. Or we'll bring it out 10 feet around you. And so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. There. Now you're 10 foot out, and you're going to notice that you have all this psychic information coming to you. You know, wherever you are, you might feel your computer energy. You might feel the lights in your room. You might feel energy, maybe a plant outside of your window. Maybe you have fish in your room. You might feel fish moving around in a fish tank, you know. So this is the energy in your room about 10 foot around you, okay? It's actually about a 20-foot diameter. And so I've been interested to see how people feel this on the fast chat here. And what I'll do now is just have you experience this here. I'll go up 20 feet now. And here we go. And again, we notice that you're picking up more stuff. And this is just for you to get the awareness of what happens, okay? And then what we'll have to do is do a cleansing on you after this process. So here we go. Going out to 20 feet, that's 40-foot diameter. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So now you have a lot of awareness around your body. Like I said, it's not good, but you're able to sample things easily. So in a sense, you're like a remote viewer now, so to speak, looking at things around you psychically. Okay, now let's bring you back in. And here we go. We'll bring you right back to your body to shrink wrap you. So here we go. Coming in, I'll count to 10 again. That's I'll do it for feet around you, okay? So this will be a radius here. So here we go. 20 foot in, 19, 18 as you're coming in, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 foot, and now we're just even with your body now. There. So what I'm going to do now is take away some of the gunk that you collected, and because you went out there like to sightsee, kind of like astral traveling, we'll say remote viewing, so you want to get this energy off of you, so we'll have your spirit now help to heal this here. So we'll count to 10 to release things that were in your room, entities, etc., that got into your auric field. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, there we go. So we'll see who comes on the fast chat here. So I guess back to you, Sylvia. We can see what else Shelly might like.
Yeah, so I just wanted to say thank you to Nancy and Angel posting a comment on the fast chat about how Nancy's saying she did the spirit clearing for her father that had passed over. And I guess she did the online clearing and felt that the Creation Lightship was able to find him and help him. And so she says, thank you, Ron.
Well, that's wonderful. Great.
Yeah, and And then, yeah, that was very interesting, just having the aura feel close, really close, tight in like that. Really felt like the energy was right there and not like there weren't any leaks. As you brought it further out, it kind of felt like, you know, kind of like lake or something. And your spirit energy
losing,
was kind of out
like
there.
Losing control of your energy field.
Yeah. So now, is it possible to keep the aura in like that and at the same time be able to have your third eye perceptions intact so that you can be aware of what's, you know, going on around you without getting, like, watered down like that?
Yeah, see, yeah, that's a good question, because a lot of people use their auric field to sample energies. And your third eye is not your auric field, so for myself, I always have myself shrink-wrapped almost continuously. And especially when somebody comes over to you and they have their arms out trying to give you a hug or to shake your hand, you know, right away I shrink-wrap. It's automatic, you know. So I don't want to get slimed or get connected to their auric field and get their stuff. You know, I don't want any worms crawling on my skin or anything after I see somebody come flying at me, you know. So I always try to keep myself shrink-wrapped all the time. And especially if somebody wants to give me a hug or something, you know, I normally don't always do that, but I want to stay in my own energy field and protecting my body. This is what my spirit's here to do, is to protect my body. But you have to know some of the rules here. So that's one of the rules, is to keep shrink-wrapped, to help yourself, to help your body.
So is that something that you have to kind of consciously command your spirit to do, or how do you do that? You just do it automatically?
Yeah, you can do it automatically. You can command your spirit to help you with that. You can also command your body, because your body, remember, will still live without your spirit in it, so you want to command your body to do it also. Either one will work. The spirit can help the body in the process, or the body can do it automatically.
Okay, great. Well, I'd like to ask if we could do a clearing sample from someone on the fast chat a while ago was asking for an alien cord removal or a clone removal sample.
Okay. Let's see here. Interesting. Let me think here. Alien cord, okay. We could do planets, which would be alien planets. Or we could just do an alien that's courting you. Let's try the second one. That'll be very interesting.
Yeah.
So here we go. This is the sci-fi part of the program here. So we'll figure that there's some kind of alien out there that likes you, has taken away your life force energy. So here we go. Taking the energy cords from this particular alien, from your first chakra, releasing. Second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, and we'll get it out of the crown chakra to seventh release. There we go. So we'll just see if anybody's felt that change. We'll do some planets now. So here we go. Release some cordings from some of the planets that are connected to you. Which ones they are, I couldn't tell you. But we'll just release some. So first chakra, planetary cording released. Second, released. Third, released. Fourth, released. Fifth, released. Sixth, released. Oh, man. And seven, released. There we go. Not much on the seventh chakra. Hardly anything at all. Most of the stuff is all sixth chakra on down, because that deals with life here. Okay. I guess back to you, Joni. Have any questions now?
When we command our spirits to remove entities, I just sort of made up a little routine. I remember Annika said that on the Yahoo groups it talks about it, but I haven't checked out that yet. So what I would do, I would just command my spirit to remove entities from my feet to my waist, and then I would count to 10, and then from my waist on up out through my arms, through my head, and count to 10 again and send the energy to the earth. And wondering, what would you recommend that the best way to remove these entities, to command our spirits to do that would be?
It sounds like what you have, what you're talking about is doing very well.
Good.
What I would first do, if you have anything wrong with you, whatever that would be, you know, maybe you stubbed your toe, maybe you have an ache in your shoulder or something, automatically you want to get rid of the entities, number one. That's the first starting point when you have any type of pain. And then from there you can just release them by commanding your spirit. You can pull them out of you just like you're pulling out, you know, like a carrot out of the ground, we'll say. You can kind of feel where they are and release them with your hand if you want. And always ask your spirit to be with you to do this exercise. And we don't want to do it in the mental plane because you could think about it all day long and it's not going to help you physically. So you always want to do these exercises in the physical and to work with your spirit on these energies. So that's the difference. Some people do mental exercises and that may help you wonderfully on the mental plane, but it won't work in the physical. So you want to actually know that you're working in the physical by telling your body, your physical body, because you're working physically, that you want to get these things out of your body.
Okay,
and just
great.
Keep doing that until you might feel relieved. Remember, you may want to do each area, like if you have pain in your body, do it until the pain stops and just see what happens. Because sometimes they have, let's say, I'll just say a dozen entities, been doing it a couple times. I might get a bit of a few of them, but as you do it more, you're going to realize that the pain may start to subside. And then you know that you have entities there bringing the pain to you, that you're experiencing their pain and not yours. So it's very interesting when I do this exercise for people, and their pain leaves them, and they go, wow, that's really incredible that the pain left me, and all I'm doing is just trickling an entity release on them. So they're actually feeling the pain from this emotional body that is being brought to you. And it's possible that the emotional body could be attached to the pain body of someone else, too, bringing that into you. So let's just try this exercise here. So anybody out there who has pain in their body, let's first release the emotional body of an entity. And here we go. And I'll count to 10. So think of an area that you may have pain in, or that you have had pain in, okay? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. There. Now let's do a pain body that's probably floating around also, okay? I don't normally do this type of clearing, but these bodies do exist, and they have their own consciousness. So this will be interesting to see how people feel here. So here we go. This is the pain bodies that are floating around, just like entities coming out of you. So here we go. You're going to have your spirit also release these to find these pain bodies and to pull them out of you. So here we go. Think of the pain that you maybe had also from right now or the past. Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, I wanted to say thank you to Karen. She posted a comment on the fast chat when you were doing that exercise where you brought the aura in close to the body, and she said it was like the feeling of being like a baby swaddled in a blanket. So it's very nice. Let's see, and we did have a request also for a sample of clearing to release cloned bodies on parallel Earths.
Okay, so here we go. So this is like what we're releasing from us physically here on the three Sundays. So these are the cloned bodies, shadow bodies that are with us here. and this is where they are on parallel Earth, so we're going to bring our spirit out of these here. So here we go. So we'll do 10 different lifetimes. So first lifetime cleared, second cleared, remember your spirit's coming back to you healed, third cleared, fourth cleared, fifth cleared, sixth cleared, seven cleared, eight cleared, nine cleared, and 10 cleared. Here we go. It's like high up off an alien dude. That's great. As we did the alien release here. So,
yeah, and also, let's see, someone, I think it was Heal, was saying that they got a real change of taste in their mouth when you were doing that clearing. Strongly metallic taste, so maybe there was some alien energy leaving. So that's great. Thank you guys for your comments, and let's go back to Joni. And Joni, what would you like to get into next?
Well, that was interesting about the emotional bodies now of the entities. Because I had a question. I was in the beginning working a lot with the body on your online alien parasitic life form removal, and then I started doing spirit, and I could just see now we're going to have to start, now you might even add the emotional bodies for these critters. But is there how would we know, I know it's probably safe just to do both when we're clearing, but is there a difference in the symptoms if you're infected in the body or spirit, or is it just similar?
Normally the body has most of the stuff attached to it. Your spirit could also have things, but mainly it's the body.
Okay, so if you don't get results with the body, then go to the spirit, maybe.
Yeah.
And then I wondered, because you have like five different types of life forms in your in the box, the status of life form list. So lately I've just been putting unknown and asking the light beings to remove whatever they detect. Is that sufficient, do you think?
That would work good, sure. Just put the known in the writing box, or you could put it in the drop-down box also and just kind of see how these work for you. Some people like to write in different things, maybe even names of other practitioners, maybe relatives. Remember, these energies, like we talked about earlier, which is what you brought up, going to the hospital, these energies can be in other people, and they can body hop to you. So, unfortunately, these energies normally can come into you from your loved ones, because they're the ones that you normally open up your heart to, and these energies can jump across from one person to another. And that's how the dark side likes to use everybody here, is to work with your mate or family members. And then from there, they bring in the self-sabotaging energies and confrontational energies, entities, etc. And then all of a sudden, you're involved in a situation that, you know, you're really kind of like out of your body, and you're arguing with somebody, and you don't know what's going on because these energies are actually attacking the other person. And if you can hold your center, you can actually watch the person, watch their eyes change, and watch them actually go through maybe their temper tantrum or whatever they're going through. And then after maybe 5 or 10 minutes, after this entity, life form, whatever it is, gets enough energy to get charged up, the person will normally drop down with their anger and become normal again, and then their spirit can take over their body, instead of having something else possessing them. And you just watch this whole scenario go on, and all of a sudden it's gone. It blows over. The hard thing is for a lot of people is to not get hooked into it, because it's it's just one of the ways that we live here, because the entities can body hop from you to them. And all of a sudden you're on this roller coaster ride too, with these things going back and forth, and sometimes it gets out of control. But if you can try to keep your center, maybe even pinch yourself to get your spirit to come in to help you. Remember, when you pinch yourself, you can see if you're out of your body or not, because your spirit will normally always come to you if you pinch yourself. because it knows that you're in pain. And that's kind of one way of doing it. You don't want to really squeeze hard, but you want it to be hard enough so that your spirit knows that you need some help. And you may actually physically see things change with yourself. It won't help the other person naturally, but you can actually watch them go through their temper tantrum of whatever it is until the entity gets enough energetic energy from them, emotional energy, and then they leave. So it's very interesting to watch people and to see them, you know, go through the confrontations or to watch people talk. It's just quite something for me to watch people. I'm a people watcher. So I guess back to you, Joni.
Great. Yes, I have seen that. I'm also a people watcher, and I usually try to not react, but I'm now where that the others are in the list. I'm definitely going to write in a few names of people just to be on the safe side that nothing didn't leak into my energy field. Wow. What about
even animals pick up entities? You know,
yeah.
And, you know, if you have an animal like, you know, like a dog barking at you or something, it could have an entity in it that doesn't like you, and it's using the dog to bark at you. So that's another way. Animals do pick up entities.
What about wildlife? Do they, maybe they get less or?
I'd say they call you less because they're not interacting with humans.
Great, yeah. That's why I like nature. So well, because they're a little bit pure, lovely. Okay. I was curious about the death energy. If there really is a death energy, if one's just being empathetic, because I feel I can sense it in people, and it starts to make me feel sad or a little bit sick. Or am I just being empathetic, and can this energy body hop if there is such a thing as, I have a little bunny here. How cute. He knew I was talking about the wildlife. Wonderful. So I have two bunnies. So
bunny,
can the death energy, is that a real thing that can maybe body hop?
It could resonate with your death energy, yes, as far as that. It necessarily won't come into you, but you could have that energy. We'll say that somebody has lung cancer, okay, and maybe they're halfway through their first barcode, so now they're 5 years into it, and maybe they're just starting to develop lung cancer. And so all of a sudden you come to that person, and you may find yourself with a breathing difficulty or something because you're sensing your body's resonating with their body, and it could be picking up that energy. Whether it'll manifest in you, I kind of doubt it. But you will actually maybe sense the death around them of that particular energy or what's going on with them. So everybody listening, you may just go out and just kind of sample people and just see how they feel, especially if you have the clearing. If you've had the clearing, you're going to be a lot more astute and a lot more conscious of that death barcode on people, because you're going to all of a sudden see somebody and go, I don't want to go near them, because you don't want to pick up that density that they're transmitting. Remember, it's like a negative energy. And so this could be why maybe some people don't want to be around people to begin with, because they're actually sensing the death around them, but they don't know what it's actually, you know, or how they can put their finger on it. But it's probably actually the death energy, especially around older people. You know, you get around older people, and they may be smiling nice at you and stuff, but you go, yeah, I don't want to be around that person because they just don't feel quite right to me. Or younger people, you have the energy of life and that youthfulness, you know, and the excitement and the wonderment. Where older people, you know, their energy is so low, you just don't want to be there because you don't want to maybe get slimed with that death energy, because they're walking in it and they're breathing it and they're living that death energy until they die. That could be the reason why being around young people makes you feel younger.
Wow. So, if you have elderly relatives, it's really difficult. I guess you just have to keep your spirit energy full force, right?
Oh, yes, yeah. You want to get charged up a lot, yes, because you don't want to pick up anything.
You don't want to resonate
with their stuff. Remember, since your body has probably all the different illnesses in it anyway, it will resonate to that energy inside of your body. Whether it'll bring it forward in this lifetime, it's hard to say, but it will resonate with that. And so you may have the empathy or the awareness of whatever they're going through without you thinking about it, but your body may be responding to it because maybe your body wants to release the energy. So you may start to feel like maybe like the lung cancer, for instance. Maybe your lungs get tighter. Maybe you start losing a little bit of breath when you're around this person. And it's because your body now wants to release it out of it also. So, you know, that could be good, but if you don't know about it, then, you know, you won't know, and you may just feel like your breathing is not quite as good when you're around certain people.
Wow, that makes so much sense. Thank you. Okay, last question. Does the dark decide on the death code dates, or do they cooperate with our spirit's desire? How does that come about?
Yeah, I don't think your spirit has anything to do with that. Like, your spirit doesn't necessarily, let's see, how do I say this? Your spirit is told when it's going to incarnate, okay? Because it has to get a body, and the body that it picks upon conception, you see, as you check out the DNA, that is already put into place. So your spirit goes along for that ride, and then it also goes along for the ride of the death code. And so it doesn't really pick it. It's already given. And that's why your spirit is with you, and maybe it overrides the first death code or the second or the third. You know, that can be possible, too. And that's because it wants to become more conscious in you. Maybe it is more conscious, and it's able to bring some of its energy of healing to you, maybe because you're more aware. And then from there, you override the death barcode.
So it's our awareness and our consciousness that can override these death barcodes, hopefully.
Yeah, along with your spirit energy, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah, the spirit. Okay, great. All right, well, thank you. I guess we can go back to Sylvia and see what she has to say.
Well, it's very, very interesting, this whole topic about the death barcodes and the clearing on those, and we have some questions about those and a few other things. I'd like to talk about Karen's question here, because she would like to know if, Ron, if you could review which are the most important clearings to have in relationship to the ascension and making sure that the dark side cannot take you sideways during the ascension process.
Yeah, what you'd want to have is, you want to get the abduction barcode off of you, number one. Number two, you want to have the spirit barcode taken off. There is a mind barcode that interfaces the dark side to your mind. And then there is the ascension barcode, which kind of tells your body that it must not be here during the ascension time. So those kind of are the main ones to get off. And then the death one, you know, is very, very nice because you feel better. The new timers listening here, the cost is $150, and you need to do it typically in one session, and you want to reserve probably about 8 hours of time, so I'd say probably the weekend or your day off or days off to do this healing. And it's underneath on the website on the left side. It's underneath the alien attack removal. It's the last one listed there, and you just click on it. You can read about it, and then from there you pay for it and get the codes for it, and you re-enter that same page. On the bottom, it'll say, I believe, log in, and go into there and start your clearing. So I have three clearings to do for each barcode. The first one releases the barcode. That time requires 1 hour, 60 minutes. The second part of that is a trauma release, which is 30 minutes, and then you go into the next one, number three, which is the spirit infusion, and that's also 30 minutes. And some people, when they hit the first barcode, that kind of awakens your emotional body up that you're not going to be around for a while, or that you went through it or going to have one, and then all of a sudden you may become very emotional because you realize that you're not immortal. And so some people do go through a little roller coaster ride there sometimes, so you may want to repeat the second part, the emotional trauma release, a couple of times so that you're able to balance yourself out, because all of a sudden you are dealing with that energy as it's clearing from you, okay? You're actually watching it go out of your energetic field. And now your body's aware of it on a conscious level, so is everything else, especially the emotional body. But each one, if you did 3 barcodes, it's going to take you 6 hours. And so I always say to have about 2 hours additional put aside in case you have to do more trauma releasing. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Well, you know, we've been talking about the ascension a little bit, but we haven't really gone into it much. And it would be wonderful, Ron, if we could just talk about that briefly, and if you could bring in maybe the ascension energy of Jesus for everyone to experience.
Sure, we'll bring that in. So why don't you bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, and we'll bring the energy of ascension of Jesus here, which happened, we'll say, 2,000 years ago. I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. See a comment from Kyle here, going back a little ways here from the song Hotel California. You know, it says, we are programmed to receive. And yes, we are basically like programs here, and we're programmed to receive energies of the mind, which is the dark side energies. So this program is all about getting you out of mind energy. This is all that I clear from people is mind, thought, energy, which is not the light energy. The light energy is in your heart, which is out of time. So if you're a first-time listener, just realize that the time energy is the darkness. And when you're in your heart, there's no time, and that's where you are when you're in pure divine love energy. Otherwise, you're in mind. And the mind energy does mimic, clone, make a representation of the light, which I call the light of the darkness. And this the light of the darkness looks like light to most people because they have never experienced true light because you're stuck here. So the dark side brought us this information so that we think that we're going to the light and that we have to do forced reincarnations because of the rules that they think the divine put in place, which was not true. Remember, the divine doesn't do anything for you because it gives you free choice, free will. You have to experience life yourself. And there's no predictions in the light, and there's nothing that you can really do because the light gives you free choice, free will. Everything that's against that or not of that is not of the light. So that's how you tell the difference. So back to you, I guess, Joni, I guess, here.
Oh, okay. Geez. A question on ascension. If we do ascend to the new earth, how long will our bodies last, our fresh new, our same bodies, but back to their, let's say they'll be in a pure state. I don't know if they'll be, will we be light bodies? Yeah, I guess we will.
Right? It'll be a physical light body, so it'll look physical in the dimension that you're in, just like you look physical here in this dimension.
Right.
And the body will probably last as long as your spirit chooses to be inside of that body. So if it wants to be in it for a long, long time, then it'll last and be there. When the spirit gives up the body, then the spirit energy of your body, okay, because you do have a spirit energy in your body of the blueprint, when that's released, then it goes back to the light ship. And so everything that the light ship created, you know, does go to the light ship once there's no more life in it. And the spirit that you have now is energizing your body, which would be the same process as going to eighth-dimensional reality or something like that.
Okay, thanks. Also, just quickly, Karen and Karen and Angel earlier, she had mentioned that she did a spirit healing, and I'm wondering if it was the complete spirit healing from the beginning of your creation. I wondered if that was what they were talking about, and what that sounds like a pretty intense healing. I guess they do it online. Do you think that's what it is, complete spirit healing?
It's very possible. We also do one for this lifetime, too, which heals your spirit of the trauma that it experienced. So both of those are very good. Remember, you could be, before you came here, maybe you were someplace and part of your spirit got lost or attacked by the darkness, too, so you came in here not with full spirit energy. So it's the same thing, basically, as above, so below, low, we'll call it. But in this lifetime, you definitely want to get your spirit as healthy as possible. And so what we do is find the parts of you if we possibly can and kind of like put you back together again.
Well, what clearing is that called just for the current lifetime then? Spirit.
Oh, boy. I don't have my list in front of me here. Let me think here. It would be the spirit clearing, I know, for this lifetime. It's listed somewhere on the list of services.
Oh, okay. I'll look. All right. Well, that's it for now. Maybe we could do water charging, but it's getting late. For peace energy would be my last request, and then I'm done. Thanks.
Okay. We could bring in just the energy of peace here. Bring that into the light being here. And here comes the peace energy. I'll count to 10 to command the energy. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. So I'll do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And what I've said to everybody out there, if you haven't had the death barcode taken off of you, I would really strongly recommend that. If I would have known about this as far as doing a healing with it, when I first started doing all my healings, I'd recommend that one to be first before the emotional clearing, because just people get their energy right back to themselves instantly. And remember, the first 10 years is when you start to go down before that barcode hits. So if you do feel tired, lack of energy, you know, it's very possibly that the mind or the body has given up healing you, and then you start having the chronic problems that you may be dealing with or could be dealing with until that first barcode hits. So it's very beneficial. So that's what I'd recommend doing if you're interested in having, you know, more energy and to feel more happier. Most people that I do this with, I've heard comments on, some people say they felt kind of yucky, funky the first during the first barcode. Like I said before, because the emotional energy is hitting you of death, because you're actually seeing death leave you, okay? And from there, they start feeling much, much better. And there, you just feel different. You feel like you're walking this earth brand new again without bringing this death energy with you, because it's all around you otherwise. So back to you, Sylvia.
Oh, that's a wonderful, wonderful clearing, and you know, the comments that I just can't get enough comments that people have made about that and how their loved ones have had such relief, and it's just great to hear. So I love to hear that.
And the nice thing is that if you do it to a family member, remember, everybody in the family is going to feel the death barcode on somebody in their family. And it's quite interesting how people react and respond to that, because everybody all of a sudden knows it. They don't know it consciously, but you might start to think about death more. I think it is even going to happen to you. And you're just feeling the energy of someone else. So, you know, if you just think about your relatives, you know, they could even be in a different state. You just think about somebody who's older, you might automatically pick up that barcode energy of death, and you may start to feel, you know, unhappy or sadness when you think about the person. that's because they're probably having that bar-filled energy around them of death, and they're reeking of death, and you're picking it up. So you get that taken off of that person, which you can do online. You don't have to tell them about it because the healings will work once you put their name in. And remember, with the light shift, it doesn't require anybody's permission. You don't have to ask anybody about doing something. And because the spirit always says yes. So the thing is that you can clear people without them even knowing about it, and they'll have the wonderful results of having a clearing. Because, you know, what I do is pretty far out there. And most people have a really difficult time changing their mind-controlled belief system because they've had it for their whole lifetime. And so to be open to something new like this here, most people aren't even going to respond to it because they have all the religious background through, you know, all the centuries of time and everything else, and all the implants go off. And plus, you know, these implants don't want them to go forward anyway. So there's really, it's hard when people start talking about the light shift because a lot of times the people don't respond the way you would like them to respond, because their implants go off. So it's kind of better sometimes not even to say anything to, you know, your friends. But the ones who get it really get it. But that's probably just very, very few. Remember, there wasn't very many followers of Jesus, you know, 2,000 years ago. His words were, you know, put upon deaf ears, you know. Like you said, let the dead bury the dead. And, but, you know, the light ship can help people if you wish to do healings for them. So that's the plus that you have. And a lot of people do. Their family members, and they don't talk to them about it because they wouldn't understand it, and they don't have to believe it anyway. If you did talk to somebody, the mind will always go on its own, you know, venue of the way it believes, the way it thinks, but the healing will work anyway, even if they say that it would not or they don't want it done, because that's just the mind energy speaking up of the darkness. So the energy will always work, whether they choose not to have it done or not, because the choice that they're having is of the darkness, and the light always overrides the darkness. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah, I just love the way that the clearings actually return to the person that freedom to live in the now, in the moment, and to, you know, have the spirit energy present instead of having all of these pre-programmed, you know, timelines, these pre-programmed death dates, the pre-programmed experiences, and all of that stuff that just doesn't have anything to do with how we were intended to live. And I'm so thankful for that. Can you talk about that a little bit, Ron, about how the light only works in the now?
Yeah, light does not work in time. So this is why when you go to your heart center, like we do on the shows, you know, dropping down from 10 to 1 into your heart with your, say, mind energy, your thought energy, when you're in the moment, the darkness cannot come into you because you're in the moment. You're in a whole different energetic system than the energy of the light. And when you get into the head, into the mind energy, you know, mass consciousness, collective consciousness, then you're tapping yourself into the mind matrix of the darkness, and that's, you know, what gets programmed into you and where programs come from, mind-controlling transmissions. So when you're in the now, these energies will not even affect you. And this is probably why, you know, Jesus kind of mentioned, paraphrasing, you know, to love your neighbor, so to speak, because he's in the now. When you're in the now, you're not in mind. It doesn't matter what they did. When I got people into the heart center, I did that on one of my New York workshops, and we took all the different bodies and we put everybody into their heart center, and I told them to think of a negative thought, and nobody could even bring a negative thought up when you're in their heart center. They just looked at me like it's just not there. They can't do that. So that means that when you're in your heart, you know, naturally, no way you can be interfered with. And that's your only protection. And that's probably what Jesus meant, because he's not in time at that point. When you're in your heart, then you can love everything. And, you know, how do you, you know, connect to negativity when you're in your heart? Your heart doesn't know that, doesn't understand. It's a whole different language. And so the heart is this pure love energy. This is where you want to live your life and to be. And that's the difference versus mind and the heart energy. If everybody was in their heart energy, if everybody could be in their heart energy for like a week, this whole planet would change instantly into something else, into pure love. And unfortunately, it's the free choice of everyone. And people ask me, they say, well, can't the light ship do this for everybody? Well, if the light ship could, it would, but it would be going against its own premise of free will, free choice. So it's kind of like a catch-22, you know. The light ship gave all of its creations free choice, free will. And so people here chose to go into mind energy. That's a free choice. And the mind energy is the darkness. So this is what the people chose to do. And so it's very difficult because the light ship has to battle this energy which people brought here to get it out of its creation. Everybody will just wake up. It'd be very easy. We could have heaven on earth here instantly, if you want to use the term heaven. And it'd be just a wonderful place to live in. Once people got out of mind energy. And that's the whole thing. But the light ship cannot interfere with you because it's allowing you to have your freedom of expression. And so it's your choice to be in the mind or to be in the heart. Elsewhere, I'm sure that there's no mind energy around. It is strictly heart energy. So I would not be talking about this somewhere else. But here, people have the choice. And unfortunately, this is what happens here. Well, back to you, Sylvia, and even Joni, if you want to say something there.
Oh, no, I think I've said enough. Thank you.
Okay.
Back to you. Well, I'll just mention we have Mike on the fast chat, and he has some beautiful things to say. I said the death barcode removal has definitely given me great hope of getting healthier, and it really feels like having many clearings in one, getting more spirit and joy back also. So that's wonderful. Thank you, Mike. That's great. Great. So, boy, I don't know, Ron, we're about 8 past the hour. If you want to continue on a little bit, or what would you like to do?
Yeah, I'll bring in the 12 source energies. Let's do
great.
That. So we'll bring him in through the lightship insignia. This is what I normally use it for. So I'll just scroll down a little bit further on your screen here. I think it's down there. There we go. Yeah, it's a little bit over halfway on your scroll bar. So this is what we wear on our above our wrist, and also on a little pocket on our lab coats, and what the doctors have. So here we go. And this is will be the 12 source energies. So I'll bring in the first source energy, number one, and I'll count to 10 as it comes in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and it's here. Okay. And I'll get some music here, so give me about a minute. Okay, got a little clock box going here. Power's on. I'll put a couple songs on here. Here we go. Let's increase energy on number one here, so here it comes. Go. So here's number one for everybody. 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Energy number 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thank you. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Number 6, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Thank you. Energy a little bit here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Okay, Divine Source Energy number 10. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Thank you. Divine Source Energy, number 12. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Feels the same. Love comes walking in. So back to you, Sylvia, and we'll be signing out shortly here. And thank you, Joni, for being with us.
Yeah, thank you, Joni, and everyone who is with us tonight. And, Ron, for those who would like to take part in this weekend's special 8-hour healing intensive, can you give them the way that they should contact you to do that?
You just contact me, email creationlightship@yahoo.com. You can give me a call also, and set you up with the phone number and the PIN number for the call. It's Sunday. The time is, it's 1 o'clock. I think it's 1 o'clock, isn't it, Sylvia? I'm a little... I'm still in the moment here, so.
Oh, the Sunday?
Yeah, I think it's 10 o'clock PST.
Yeah, 10 o'clock Pacific to 6 p.m. Pacific time.
Yeah, or 1 o'clock Eastern.
Yeah, 1 o'clock to 9 o'clock Eastern time.
Well, it's an 8-hour call. Just contact me, and you can come on, or you can go on the website under the left-hand side, where it says, I think, special events. How many events is there, too? You can click on it and use PayPal, or go to donations and use PayPal there also. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. You can also send me a check in the mail if you wish. So blessings to all of you, and see you tomorrow night, which is Saturday. And it's Saturday Night Live on the Light Chip. We're back on Station 1 again. And the show starts 9 o'clock Pacific. and midnight Eastern. So blessings to all of you, and thank you, Joni, again for coming on, and thank you, Sylvia. Bye, everybody.
Blessings. Good night, everyone. See you tomorrow.